The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Back at home, and you'll know if you've been listening to News Talk across the morning that around 15 members of the Irish Farmers Association are continuing their sit-down protest inside the offices of Bord Bia in Dublin this morning. One of those farmers is TJ Marr, who joins me on the line. I'm also joined on the line by Peter Chapclear, who's Fianna Fáil TD for Carlo Kilkenny. But TJ, I'll come to you first. You're inside the Bord Bia offices, inside reception. Is that where you are?
That's correct, Claire, yes. And unfortunately, we feel it's been necessary to continue our protest here for the last 9 days.
Yeah.
You were
outside and you went inside. But just, I mean, Bord Bia came out and they said, and I think a lot of people kind of that they paused when they read this, you know, that this was intimidating for their staff. They also said you were unprofessional and that the behaviour was unacceptable. What do you say to that? That, you know, regular people, anonymous people going in and out and doing their office jobs are afraid because of what you're doing.
Okay, so I would give you an exact account of what happened, Claire. We rang the doorbell. We had one of our members had a delivery. We followed that member in. We walked into the lobby and we spoke to many of the managers from around the country that we interact with on a daily basis. There was no loud voices. There was no interaction in anything, only a friendly manner. In fact, there's been great conversation, interaction with people here through the night, both the guards, security officers, the secretarial staff and the managers on site. So we would say...
Are the staff going in and out, TJ, today?
Yes, staff are going in and out. Everybody is working as normal in Bord Bia. We are in the lobby area. Reception is answering, the phone is normal and people are continuing on their daily business. It's not our intention to inhibit the work of the staff in any way, shape or form, nor have we done that, nor have we in any way done anything to make any of the staff any way feel uncomfortable, and we would certainly contest that.
So you reject what Bord Bia are saying in that statement this morning?
I would say it was a very unfortunate, ill-judged commentary on their part.
Okay, Peter Chapclear, as I said, is on the line as well. And Peter, people will know that you have been supportive of the farmers in relation to this. Do you support this protest in Bord Bia?
Well, I suppose, Claire, first I'll just say I've spoken to dozens of farmers right across my own constituency of Carlow Kilkenny, but also around the country over the last number of days in particular in relation to this issue. And look, farmers out there, they're extremely angry, they're frustrated and they're disappointed, I suppose, first and foremost, at the revelations in relation to the chairman's company sourcing beef from Brazil for a contract, because Irish farmers, Claire, they're world leaders in terms of producing, you know, top-class quality food, and the standards that an Irish farmer has to adhere to is world-class. And I suppose the conflict then where you have the chairman, who's done nothing wrong in terms of legalities, let's be totally clear about it, but in his professional capacity in his company is importing substandard Brazilian beef into the market. It does show a conflict of interest.
But the farmers being inside there now in Bord Bia this morning, are you happy with that?
Well, you see, I understand the frustrations, Claire, that farmers are feeling. And I suppose, first of all, I actually recognise their desire to see meaningful change. And there are proper ways to achieve the outcomes they're seeking. And I think one of the right course of challenges we have, appropriate channels, is tomorrow at the Agricultural Committee, whereby we have the chair of the board, Larry Moran.
I'm just trying to get a really direct response from you. There's 15 members of the IFA currently in the Bord Bia offices. Should they be there or should they not be there?
Well, for me, it's all about dialogue. And the reality is that the farmers that I've spoken to...
It's all about not giving an answer, Peter.
...are very, very upset.
Do you support them being in the Bord Bia offices or not? It's a really simple question.
I support the right of anybody to protest. I think it's really important that opportunity...
Even if people feel impeded in going about their daily business...
Well, if somebody is feeling impeded, I wouldn't be comfortable with that.
But Bord Bia have told us. Bord Bia have said.
At the heart of this issue, you have to realise that there are farmers that are so, so upset that they're held to a standard that's so high. And I suppose my view is that we need to start getting into the dialogue and start the process. And the first opportunity we have of that is tomorrow, where the chairman of Bord Bia, Larry Moran, will be coming before the Agricultural Committee.
Would it be a good idea, though, for the IFA to allow that to happen? And to call off this protest, which Bord Bia says is unprofessional, intimidating and unacceptable.
Well, the IFA and Borbia and the Irish farming community, Claire, have worked in hand in hand for years, and that's why we have such a successful agricultural market. I mean, there's 170,000 people employed in the agricultural sector in Ireland. From an export perspective, we're probably looking at 20 billion worth of exports, but 10% of our total exports is coming from the agricultural sector. So, I mean, the reality here is that farmers' confidence in Borbia and in their quality assurance schemes is damaged.
But it's just extraordinary
and
that you would support people.
If
you just allow me to put this to you, it is extraordinary for a government TD to support people going into the reception area and offices of a state-owned, semi-state agency in Ireland.
Well, you're putting words in my mouth because I actually didn't say support. What I said was I support the right
for individuals
and organisations to protest.
You're not saying you don't. You're not calling on them to leave. You're not saying that they should stop this protest ahead of the committee hearing tomorrow. So in the absence of an answer, we have to conclude that you support this protest.
I encourage dialogue between all parties, and the reality of the situation here is farming confidence in Borbia is at an all-time low in their quality schemes. Nobody likes being audited. I mean, you've teachers that could be listening to this show, you know, and inspectors that come in to audit them. Nobody likes that, but the standards that Irish farmers are held to, and they do with pride.
But you're happy for them to stay with the bales and all of the rest of it inside in the offices of Borbia.
That's a matter for the IFA and that's a matter for Borbia. But what I'm looking forward to
tomorrow. You're an elected representative representing the people of Carlow Kilkenny, very supportive of the farmers, involved in the committee tomorrow where you'll be asking the questions of Larry Moran. It's a very simple question. Do you support the protest or would you prefer them to leave?
I support the farmers. I spoke to over the last number of weeks in Carlow Kilkenny, and I was the one that called for an emergency meeting of the Oireachtas Agricultural Committee to discuss this issue. Because, as I said, it has to happen urgently. It's happening tomorrow morning at 10:30. But for me, dialogue has to happen here, Claire, because without dialogue, this is not going anywhere. And farmer confidence is at an all-time low, and on Borbia and on the chair. And that has to be acknowledged, because I'm speaking to farming families. This is a huge interest. This is a huge issue for farmers and for rural communities. And it's important that all these issues are discussed in an open and constructive way. And tomorrow affords that opportunity.
And I think, in fairness, Peter, I think people would understand. I think people would understand that, and they know about the Brazilian beef issue, and questions have to be answered. But what do you say to the people? And there may be constituents of yours who are working in Borbia and might feel uncomfortable walking through that their protest that started last night, continuing into today. What do you say to them?
Well, I would hope that nobody would feel uncomfortable. I know the Gardaí were there as well yesterday evening. I haven't spoken to anybody individually there.
But even that, sorry, no one wants to go into work with the guards standing outside or in the office or bales of hay or straw or whatever TJ has brought with them.
I have to come into the Oireachtas every day, Claire, and the guards are outside as well.
Different. Peter. You can't say that this is a normal working environment for those people in Borbia. It's not.
It's absolutely not. But I suppose the reason that the farmers are protesting, the IFA have gone to where they're at is put simply because they're absolutely frustrated, because they feel like their voices aren't being heard, and I suppose they want to see a resolution to this, and I want to see a resolution to this as a rural TD, as a champion of farmers. I want to see a resolution to this, and dialogue and negotiation is the way to do that. And I think tomorrow at the Agricultural Committee, where we will have Larry Moran in front of the committee, because let's be straight about it, there are questions that need to be answered. I mean, we don't know how much poultry, we don't know how much pig meats are being brought in. So there's serious questions that need to be asked, and the cross party of all parties and none will get the opportunity to do that tomorrow.
TJ,
I think that's a really important step in trying to find a resolution.
TJ, who's still with us from the IFA, from inside the Borbia offices, dialogue is the way forward here, says Chap Clear. But you don't want dialogue, you just want Larry to go, right, as chair of Borbia. Nothing else will do.
Okay, so just for clarity, and to say this so everyone is very clear, nobody has been intimidated in this building at any stage, and everybody is working and operating freely in here. I would also say to you that this is a building, this is an institution which farmers contribute over 6 million euros annually, and the doors are always open here. So at the moment the doors are closed, that is not by our choice, that is by the choice of Borbia. So let's be very clear, we are not the ones stopping traffic through the building or inhibiting anyone to do their work. We are cooperating in every way possible. And in terms of what we've brought
in... I know,
in,
but just to be clear on my side of things, I'm not saying it's intimidating. Borbia is saying it's intimidating.
I absolutely accept that, Claire, and I'm just clarifying for your audience so everyone is aware that this, from our perspective, this is exactly the situation. So I would say to you, our view, when you ask the question very clearly, our view is at this stage is we need a new chairperson. And that is where we've moved to. and it's up to the minister to make this decision. It's very clear that when you have any ship where the crew have lost confidence in the captain, that situation cannot continue. And I would point out that as an organisation, we have worked tirelessly up and down the country at meetings with Borbia, with developing standards for farmers to meet, and will continue to do so through dialogue, because that is the way we have always operated.
All right.
But unfortunately, in this situation, we can't have a situation where double standards exist, and where unfortunately, Larry Mullen, through the course of his business, has operated in a way, as our view, is not coherent with the standards that we have to operate. And in that case, our farmers' perspective is, unfortunately, we need a new chairperson to lead this body through.
All right, TJ, we'll leave it there, but I'm sure we're going to hear from you and from the IFA as this continues on. And Peter Chapclear, thank you for joining us as well. Fianna Fáil TD for Carlo Kilkenny.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.